In Tacoma, Washington, this afternoon, prosecutors charged two men who they believe provided assistance to a suspected cop killer. Maurice Clemens evaded police for more than a day after police say he ambushed and killed four police officers on Sunday. Early this morning, he was shot to death by a Seattle policeman. NPR's Martin Costi has the latest.
Clemens met his end shortly after 2 a.m. when an officer patrolling a residential neighborhood in South Seattle discovered an empty car idling in the street. The encounter was almost accidental, says Assistant Police Chief Nick Metz.
This was a situation where the officer just was simply checking out a suspicious vehicle, realized it was stolen, and was just taking the actions that any officer would take, and then noticed the subject coming up from behind him.
Met says when the patrolman ordered Clemens to show his hands, Clemens refused and ran. The officer shot him to death. Police say Clemens was armed with a gun taken from one of the four Lakewood officers killed on Sunday. Less than 3 hours later, still well before sunrise, Lakewood Police Chief Brett Farrar stood close to the spot where Clemens was shot, now cordoned off with police tape, and thanked his colleagues from other departments.
I knew that they would bring this to a resolution. They would find this person, and this person would be arrested or found.
Things didn't look so sure yesterday.
5110 South Garden Street.
On police scanners, officers could be heard crisscrossing Seattle, following any tip that might lead to Clemens.
Oh, we got a lot of blood. We got a lot of blood up here in the park.
Blood trails were of special interest because investigators believed Clemens had been wounded by one of the officers during the attack. Pierce County Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer says now that investigators have seen Clemens' body, they know they were right about that.
The wound was severe. In fact, after looking at the wound where he was shot and the job the Lakewood officer did, I'm surprised he survived it.
He says Clemens had an amateurish bandage on the wound. Police and prosecutors are now turning their attention to people they say helped Clemens while he was on the run.
Some are friends, some are acquaintances, some are partners in crime, and some are relatives.
Already this afternoon, prosecutors have begun the process of charging those friends and relatives, some of whom are in custody. As to Clemens, it's still not clear what his motive might have been. Investigators say he might have been angry about the multiple felony charges he was facing, but at least one family member has come forward to say Clemens had gone insane. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.